This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Tony Bruschi. In court, Alex Murdaugh revealed that both his wife Maggie and son Paul were concerned about his addiction to opiates. He testified that they found his pills on numerous occasions throughout the years and were monitoring his substance abuse shortly before they were murdered on June 7th of 2021. "They've been watching me like hawks for years," he said during his emotional testimony. Let's take a listen.
Do you remember calling Paul a little detective?
I don't know that I ever called him a little detective, but I think Maggie did. I may have. I mean, Paul was very intuitive, so I heard Miriam.
I heard your interviews.
I heard Miriam call him a little detective. I know Maggie used to call him that.
Did that have anything to do with the pills?
It had something to do with it, but I mean, Paul was always that way, but that what led him to be called a little detective, certainly there were times when Paul found pills.
Including just a month before the murders, is that correct?
No, sir.
Okay. You recall 6/5/23 that was entered into evidence, which is a text from Paul to you?
I did.
Which he said that Maggie found pills in your bag?
Right.
Tell me about what happened after that.
You asked me about Paul finding them, but it was Maggie that found them.
Fair enough. So it was Maggie that found them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But Paul's the one who reached out to you, correct?
On that occasion, yes, sir.
And what was the discussion after that?
I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was about that I'd had eye surgery I don't know what day it was, but days before that, the day Maggie found them, Maggie drove me to the doctor for me to have my cataract removed, whatever they call that surgery. I can't remember, but I had a cataract taken out, an outpatient. You go in for a couple hours and you come out. And it was during COVID, and so Maggie wasn't allowed to come into the doctor's office, and so she sat in the car. And I had left pills in the computer bag, and sitting out there bored, I guess she started looking at my computer and found them in the computer bag. So she found those pills.
All right. And so she obviously told Paul, and Paul texted you, correct? About finding those pills.
That's correct.
In May of 2021.
That's correct.
And you've heard your sister-in-law, Marion, testify that Maggie called him the little detective about the pills. You heard that testimony in this courtroom?
I did hear that.
All right. So did they start to watch you like a hawk and get on you about your pill usage during the month of May?
No.
They did not?
No. Mr. Waters, this battle that I had with addiction, it had been going on for years. And so they had been watching me like a hawk for years before May. May was just one occurrence where I let them down again.
All right. They had been watching you like a hawk for years, is that correct?
About my pill addiction, yes, sir. That is correct.
This time in May, that wasn't the only time that Paul found pills or Maggie found pills. Is that correct?
Now, there were a number of times where Mags found pills, Paw found pills, Bus found pills. I mean, it was an ongoing, it was just an ongoing battle for me.
And after they found those pills in May, that being Maggie and Paul, were they trying to get you to self-detox?
No, sir. Not at that point in time.
They just let it go?
No, they didn't let it go. But at that point in time, Paul and I had already had a discussion based on... I can't remember exactly when it was, but there had been a previous occasion a good while back where either Maggie or Paul had found pills, and Paul had come to me and asked me, and I told him, you know, I was back on the pills. And we had a long talk. As I said, I don't remember exactly when it was before that. Paul and I had a long talk. And we'd agreed, I'd agreed, and I detoxed so many times. I'd been to detox. I detoxed at home with Maggie's help. I detoxed at home with doctor's help. I detoxed on my own, tried to. It just detoxed and just didn't work. I couldn't stay off of them. And so I promised Paul that as soon as we finished with his criminal case, that I would go to rehab. And and on this particular occasion, Paul knew that his mom worried about me so much with pills that on this particular occasion I think that Paw convinced Maggie that I got those pills in anticipation of the eye surgery, but that I never took them, so that she would not worry that I was once again.
So you're talking about, now you're claiming that about the time in May, that Paul talked to Maggie and convinced her of that? Or are you talking about a different time?
I'm not claiming that, Mr. Waters. That's a fact. This is what happened.
All right. We're hearing that now, correct?
Hearing what now?
What you just said.
Well, you just asked me this.
That's the latest that we have for you right here. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of the conversations and trial coverage as we bring it to you. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.